for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And we have a little book back there that Steve Bell put together, which has, I think, 78 or 79 scriptural curses in it that you'll find a scripture basis for. Okay, Malachi chapter 1, verse 14 says, "Cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and voweth, and sacrificeth unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen." So the Lord says, if we make a vow to the Lord and don't keep it, we're cursed. This is saying here that they would offer the Lord, say, that certain lamb or cattle, and they gave it to the Lord, and when it got ready to be used as a sacrifice or to be sold on the market or to be butchered for their own use, why, it was the best one in the flock, and so they kept it and gave the Lord something else. And the Lord says, you're cursed for it. Or they offered the Lord a corner portion of their grain field, their barley or their rye or their wheat. And when it come time to harvest it, it brought in the most harvest. And so they gave the Lord a different portion. The Lord says, if you make a vow to me and you don't keep it, you're cursed. You're cursed. Speaking of grain, in the Bible there, for some reason, those who put the King James together used the word corn. Corn did not exist when the Bible was written. It did exist, but they didn't know it. It was in the Promised Land over across the sea, and corn wasn't until they came to America. And of course, corn's all over the world now. But in that day, it was when they say corn, it refers to grains. Barley, rye, wheat, and the grains, so forth. And then verse 2, chapter 2 says, "And now, O you priests, this commandment is for you." And today, under the new covenant, we are all considered the priest of the Lord. But it says, now, "O priest, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings." We've already read back in Deuteronomy that the blessings would be cursed. Now I know that all the blessings are back there, and the Scripture says, and we sing the song, "Abraham's blessings are mine." But how can Abraham's blessings be ours if we've come under these, disobeyed the word of the Lord, we've come under these curses, we've got to get out from under these curses so the blessings can be ours. So we can have the blessing, Abraham's blessings. It says, "Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feast, and one shall take you away with it, and you shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. So my covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me and was afraid before my name." Or we're to walk in reverence and honor unto the Lord. The fear of the Lord is reverence and honor the Lord. Then we go over to chapter 3. But he says here that he'll send a curse upon us if we don't give God the glory. Give him the praise and the glory. And in chapter 3 of Malachi, verse 7 says, "Even from the days of your fathers you've gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts." Father, we're doing our best to return. We're studying your word. Help us, Lord, to apply it and not to rebel against it. But you said, "Wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you've robbed me." But you say, "Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings." "You are cursed with a curse, for you've robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, that the Lord of hosts, the God of armies, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, and you shall not be room enough to receive it." And he says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord, the God of armies. And all nations shall call you blessed, and you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. And then over here in verse 6, he says, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Only by his grace have we not been consumed. But he says, I'm the Lord, I change not. And so, you're the one, and I'm the one that's got to change. We've got to change. We've got to desire to obey the word of the Lord. We've got to desire to walk in his in righteousness and holiness before the Lord. Now let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 58 says, if thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and one fearful name, the Lord thy God, and today we know that Jesus is his name, then the Lord will make thy plagues many and great, wonderful, it says, and the plagues of thy seed even great plagues, and of long continuance and sore sickness, and he repeats it, long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Now listen to this. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. So, the word of the Lord is as sure today as it was when God gave it to Moses. It has not changed. And we're the ones who have to change. So, after this incident happened, and she asked me to pray to break the curse off of her, then I had to go and study to find, and I found all of this. There's more. I have found more, but I'm not going to... I'm probably upset some of you enough without some of the other things that, which God says we're cursed for because we disobey his word. Well, I've got some of you wondering. I hate to be hard on the women. I'm not doing it. But Leviticus chapter 19, we'll look at a little verse here. In Leviticus 19, there's also a verse here in 19 about mixed marriages or diverse things, mixing. But verse 28 of Leviticus says, you shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead or print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. Now, they did it for the dead, see. And then over in chapter 21 and verse 5 again, it says, thou shalt not make baldness upon their head, neither shall they shave off the corner of their beard, nor make any markings in their flesh. Tattoos are markings. The last one is Leviticus 21 and verse 5. And the first one was 19 and 28. Now, you say, what are you getting at? Well, first to the men, I'm getting at tattoos. God says you're not to have any tattoos. You have marked the and marred the temple of the Lord. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And he says that we're not to make any markings on it. Then it goes on to say cuttings. What would that be? Pierced ears. Now, some of you are not going to like me at all for that. But that's what the word says. You're not to make any cuttings in your flesh. Now, I've done that, and I've caused consternation to some of you, I'll explain a little bit more about that, how we really came to see that. We didn't ask for that. But what happened was, we were praying with a woman one time, and the spirit of Cleopatra spoke up out of her. Cleopatra. And Cleopatra is the spirit of Jezebel. Jezebel and Cleopatra. And we could not make that spirit come out of that woman until she renounced and took off her pierced ears rings and renounced it and asked God to forgive her. And we broke the curse between her and the person who... There is a soul tie between every between every person who has pierced ears and the person who pierced their ears. There is a soul tie to that person. Some of you may not feel it or know it, and others are aware that they're of that. But there is a soul tie. And we could not get that woman set free from the spirit of Cleopatra until she renounced her pierced ears, removed them, and we broke the soul tie between her and the person who had pierced her ears. I didn't ask for this. I'm sorry, ladies. Those of you who have pierced ears, I didn't ask for it. God brought it to us, sovereign act, when we were praying with somebody for deliverance, and it came. And it's part of God's... It's a curse. It's a curse on the family. So the Lord, you and God take care of it. But I'll tell you this, that if you renounce it and destroy the pair of earrings that you have, and then ask the Lord that those ears will restore themselves.
They will.
Yes, they will. I've seen it happen many times. Yes, brother? Beg your pardon? They took and cut the corners of their beards in a design for dead people. It's nothing to do with shaving. Yeah. See, there's verses in the Bible about people being clean shaven. There's a verse in Isaiah that God's people are clean shaven. Well, we have to be very careful about that. I believe, and other doctors will tell you too, that if you have an operation, I'll tell you what I do. What I have done every time I've had an operation, I've done this. I've refused to allow them to give me any anesthetic until a doctor come in the room with me. When he comes in, one time they had to wait almost 15 minutes before they could give me the anesthetic until the doctor got there. I refused to allow them to give me an anesthetic until the doctor got. And when he came in, he said, "What's the trouble, Glenn?" "Well, what's the matter?" I said, "Come on over." I was laying on, they had me all out, strapped down. I was all laying there ready. The girl's standing here wanting to give me the IV. I said, "Come on over here, Doc." And he walked over by and said, "Give me your hand." And he walked over and he gave me his hand. I said, "I want to pray." And so I just took his hand and I prayed. I prayed for the doctor. I prayed for all the nurses. I prayed and I took authority over any spirits that would in any way be there to my detriment. And I've done that every time before I've allowed the doctors to operate on me. And they all know where I stand. You don't have to say anything. That takes care of it. Blood transfusions, I would prefer to have my own blood if it's necessary. But if I'm going to die and there's no other blood besides the others, I'll accept it and believe that God will take care of it for me. Oh, no, that's not eating of blood. No, that is no way. I've had people... I had two women one time. We were up in Nebraska. You folks from Nebraska, we was up there, can't think of the little town up in central Nebraska. Was it Gothenburg? We had a large house full. We had a house full of people. And it was right after this had just happened, and I taught on it along with some other, but I just touched on it lightly. And two women came up to be prayed for. They wanted to be prayed for. They were very heavy, and they told me that they had arthritis, they had heart trouble, they had sugar diabetes, and all that. But they wanted to, both of them wanted to argue with me. And almost for five, maybe almost 10 minutes, they argued with me that there was nothing wrong with blood sausage and blood soup. And finally, I said, "Ladies, there are people here to be prayed for. If you don't want to receive it, that's your responsibility. I've got people to pray for who want to be prayed for." And I said, "If you want to talk about this, Irma's sitting over there by the side of the wall. You go over there and sit down. And if you still want to talk to me when I'm through, I'll talk to you then." And I just pushed them aside and went on to pray with those who wanted to be prayed for. But they got up there first, and all they wanted to do was argue. Yes, Fern? Oh. Yes, well, I didn't try to look up Deuteronomy 15:17. Yeah. Yes, where the servant has his ear bored through, and he becomes a slave. Pierced ears, yes, I'm glad you brought Deuteronomy 15:17, for the record. I'm glad you brought that up, Fern, because it's a sign of slavery. Pierced ears is a sign of slavery. And Okay. Enough of that. Let's get on here to dealing with the curses. Now, the Scripture tells us that the sexual sins were under 10-generation curses. Under the other sins, the sins that we come under because we disobey the Lord or have other gods commit murder and those things, that is a four-generation curse. But we come to break these curses. Now, I had to find, after I had done this, I had to find why I had a right to break these curses. Because I thought, my background, I thought that it was automatic, that it was already all done. And here I'm confronted with a situation where the Lord has told her, have me break the curse. So here, I'm doing something I don't have any scriptural basis for, but I did it. Now I've got to find a scriptural basis for what I've done, or else I've got to shut up and not say any more about this. So I began to study. And I knew that the Scripture said that Jesus, who hung on a tree, became my curse. So I hunted up and found that. It's Galatians 3:13. Let's go over there. Galatians 3:13. That is our basis and our grounds for setting the captive free. And it says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. It says Christ, that the Lord has redeemed us. But what does John 3:16 say? So I had a problem with that. So then the Lord took me to John 3:16. What does John 3:16 say? It says, for God did what? So loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. That's what it says, don't it? It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Is the world saved? What's the problem? I didn't finish the verse, did I? Problem is I didn't finish. But if we quit right there, all the world's supposed to be saved. But it's not. And we know that. But it says that whosoever believeth in or on the Lord Jesus Christ. So you have to believe, you have to appropriate, you have to apply the blood of the Lord Jesus. The same I found the Lord show me was true with the fact that Jesus became my curse. We have to apply the fact that he is my curse, that he became my curse, and that gives us the authority to break the curses. Now, we also have found that these curses can go back for 30 and 40 and 50, even more generations, because they have been perpetrated. Satan has reproduced it before it has run out, and it is almost continuous. That is very seldom that happens. But for some reason, once in a while, we have to go back to where the curse began. But most of the time, we can take authority. In fact, we do take authority over the curse and break the curse because Jesus became our curse, and apply and appropriate the blood of the Lord Jesus for this. To have the curse, there has to be a sin who gave a right for the curse. There has to be a sin someplace that gave a right for that curse. Somebody in our family line had to sin, or we had to sin. Either our family sinned, or we had to sin. Now, earrings for a minute. I don't see anything wrong with the earrings that you wear that clip on your ears. I don't see a thing wrong with that. It's the fact that we have pierced the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Lord says we shouldn't pierce it. That thought just came to me, and I speak it out. Yes, sister? Yeah. Spirit of rebellion, spirit of Jezebel. Mm-hmm. But you see, we don't realize that. But see, now, majority of you here today did not realize or know that there was a scriptures that said we shouldn't do that. See? You're ignorant. We're ignorant for lack of knowledge. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, so that we can be the people of holiness and righteousness for your name. Not fanatics. I'm not talking about being a fanatic. I'm talking about just obeying and living by the word of the Lord. That we can be the people God's called us to be. We can be a temple, holy, set apart, righteous for Him. For Him. Well, time's running out. Time's running out. Amen. There's lots more we could go on with this. But so we come and we take authority in Jesus' name. We appropriate the blood of the Lord Jesus for the sin that has allowed this familiar spirit, which is a demon, has allowed this familiar spirit of infirmity or whatever to come down the family line and cause incest or cause adultery or fornication or whatever, the familiar spirit, and then we put the blood of Jesus to cleanse and to wash. We can't do a thing about what our ancestors done. We can't pray them out of purgatory. This has nothing to do with Catholicism. But we can take authority and put the blood of Jesus against the sin that gave a right to that spirit to come down and harass you and me. And then because it's written in Galatians 3:13 that Jesus became my curse, I can take authority and break that curse and be set free from the curse that I'm under, that whether it's my own or my ancestors, and be free. And then we can take authority over the spirits of infirmity and command them to leave, and our bodies can restore themselves because of the scars and stripes and the blood of the whipping post. And Isaiah 53:5, by his stripes we're healed. We command our bodies. I command my body to receive the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus. Command your body to receive it. Amen. Let's pray. And then Brother Coffey's going to come up here and we're going to deal with these. We can't worry right now about supper being exactly at 5 o'clock. Let's stand. And I'm going to pray. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. If I'd have gone through, if I'd have done a study on sexual sins and gone through all those other verses, it would be 7 o'clock before we... But you can study for yourself. Father, I come as a priest of this place this afternoon, and I stand in behalf of myself and these thy people, and all, Father, that shall ever hear my voice on this tape. Father, I thank you for the privilege that you've given us to study your word and to learn to rightly divide it, Father, and to obey it. For you said that we are to be a holy and a righteous people, and that because we have disobeyed and rebelled against your word and against your commandments, all of these calamities have had a right to come upon us. Now, Father, I come in the name of the Lord Jesus and take authority over the familiar spirits and over the demons. And I ask for the angels of the Lord to come this afternoon. I know they're already here, Father. And I thank you for the spirits of just men made perfect that are looking in with us, Father, and are rooting us on to be a holy people for your name's sake. I thank you for it, Father. Now, Father, I ask for the angels of the Lord to be here to bind up these spirits and to take them and to keep them to the day of judgment when Jesus shall judge them. I thank you and I appreciate, Father, your help that you supply for us this afternoon. Now, Father, I come and stand and I put the blood of the Lord Jesus against the sins of our ancestors that have given rights to these spirits, to our families and to our individual lives, and to the sins, Father, that we've committed that has given rights to these curses that you said will come upon us if we disobey your word. Father, not paying our tithes, not keeping our vows, disobeying your word, Father, in the sexual areas of our lives. Father, in our ignorance, Father, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, but help us to study your word, Father, that we'll not be ignorant of your word, and then Satan will not have rights to our lives. Father, I take authority over these spirits. I bind them and take their dominion away. I break their assignment. I bind them to the day of judgment. I bind you and command you to come out of us. In Jesus' name, I break the curses of our ancestors and our own curses. And I appropriate and apply the fact of Galatians 3:13, devil, it is written, demons, it is written, that Jesus became our curse. So therefore, the fact that it is written, I take your rights away, break your assignments over us, and I release us from your dominion in the name of the Lord Jesus, because Jesus became our curse, and the blood of Jesus cleanses and forgives us. For it is written that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And we call on the name of the Lord this afternoon in Jesus' name, and we call and we expect and believe that there shall be deliverance in our lives, and the curses of infirmity shall be broken, and we shall have healing and restoration. For by your scars and your stripes and the blood you shed at the whipping post, I command my body and the bodies of these people to receive healing and restoration as these spirits leave, that our bodies shall restore themselves, and we shall become whole and well to glorify and declare and magnify the name of the Lord and rejoice in the things of the Lord, and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord for the glory of God the Father. And I thank you for it. Amen. Brother Coffey.
Stay up. I want you to pray with me just a moment. We're not going to a long prayer, but I want you to pray with me. Say, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I confess I have sinned. I have broken your law, and I have turned away from you. And I will repent. of the wrong I have done,
as these things are called today.
And I thank you, Lord,
for your forgiveness
and your cleansing
as I repent
and receive your forgiveness.
In Jesus' name,
amen. You may be seated. I break the curse of religious. Absolutely. No crossed legs, feet, arms. In fact, the best way is to put your hands on your knees. Put your feet out flat and put your hands on your knees. We don't want any witchcraft symbols or bindings here. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the curse of religious tradition in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break it back. I'm breaking curses back all the way to the Garden of Eden. That way we'll cover them all in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every curse of religious tradition brought down through your family line or in you in the name of the Lord Jesus, I break that curse and I command it to go. Come out of them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. No, you cannot stay. You have to go. You have to come out. Even the curse after it's broken must depart. It must leave in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break the curse of pleading the blood. Many of us have pled the blood. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I loose the remembrance to apply or to sprinkle or to cover with the blood the right way. But I break the curse of pleading the blood in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I call that spirit that wants us to plead the blood out in the name of the Lord Jesus. The devil will let you do that so you won't get the power of God over you in the name of Jesus. Now come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the pleading of the blood. The pleading of the blood. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, loose them and let them go. I break the curse of eating of the blood. I break the curse over everyone here in Jesus' name, and I command that curse to loose them and come out. Eating of blood in the name of the Lord Jesus in any form, whether it's your own blood, whether you cut your finger and stuck it in your mouth, or whether you have collected blood to make pudding or any other manner, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the curse of the eating of the blood, because God says you shall not do it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the curse of eating the blood in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
We're talking about the blood. There's one other area that I didn't mention. There's a lot of people who eat raw meat. We worked with a woman one time who ate a pound of raw hamburger every day. That's just the same as eating blood. People who eat rare meat. We have found in praying with people who have a problem lust. A problem of lust. That most of the time, there are people who eat rare meat.
Come on out. Curse of eating of the blood. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. In the name of Jesus, let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Curse of eating of the blood. Let them go. Come on out. Come out. We'll not go through these. We'll use the order that I wrote them down. Now, we'll come back to a lot of other things, so don't think I'm leaving all of this if I get off on, for instance, the curse of a bastard. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the curse of the bastard over this congregation, over every person in this congregation. You know what 10 generations ahead of you did? You have no idea. You can't know what 4 generations ahead of you did. I break the curse of the bastard and I call it out. Call it out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Curse of a bastard. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Let them go. I also break the curse of incest. Incest. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I loose you from the power of that curse in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I destroy its strength in you in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That curse of incest. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all the way back to the garden. In Jesus' name, every curse of incest that was loosed through your family and came down through the family bloodline generations. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Curse of incest. That curse of abortion. Curse of abortion. Come out. And everybody that had anything to do with the abortion, not just the one that had it, but every...
Murder.
It's a curse of murder in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, curse of abortion. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus. Repent now. Everybody, repent if these things have happened in your life or you have been involved. Repent before we get away from them. This is how we get free from them. We must repent in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I break the curse of having sex during the period in the name of the Lord Jesus. That covers both man and woman in the name of the Lord Jesus. There is a curse that comes with it. He read it. Come out of them. Come out. That curse of having sex during a woman's period in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus during the time of uncleanliness. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. I break a curse of fornication. Fornication in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, promiscuousness. In the name of Jesus, come out. Come out, a curse of fornication. Loose them. Loose them. I break the power of that curse in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break the power of the curse of adultery in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Married people who have had sex with other partners. Adultery. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. There is a curse that goes with it. I break the power of that curse. I destroy its power and I set you free from it in the name of Jesus. Now loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. I break a curse of oral sex in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Come on out. Come on out. Oral sex. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break the curse of anal sex in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. That curse, I demand it to come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break a curse of bestiality in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, a curse of bestiality. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes that curse. I command it to loosen and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break a curse of homosexuality. Homosexuality. God has a lot to say about that. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. It is an abomination unto our God. Homosexuality or lesbianism, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. I break the power of that curse and I release you from the bondage of the curse in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go.
In the scriptures, where different place where it talks about dogs, that's a homosexual. This isn't a dog. It's a homosexual.
That's right. Come out. Come out. Homosexual curses and lesbian curses in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, those curses... Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Irmer. Curse of fantasy. Fantasy. Fantasizing. Daydreaming. Carrying it out. Carrying out thoughts in your mind that aren't real. Imagining things and building castles. Having sex. I'll break the curse of masturbation also in the name of the Lord Jesus while we're on sexual sin. Masturbation in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and come out. Come out. Now, that curse of fantasy. Fantasy. Sexual fantasy. Sexual fantasy. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It has to be a thought before any act is committed. It has to come through the mind. Fantasy works there. Fantasy works and builds it up. Come out. Come out. The lust. I break the curse of lust while I'm there in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lust. I break a curse of lust over this congregation in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them in Jesus' name and come out of them. Come out. Curse of lust. Lust. You have no right to them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on out. Come on out. Move. Move. Sexual lust. Sexual lust. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I destroy the power of that curse of sexual lust that comes through bloodlines. I destroy the power of the curse of the sin that you committed in lusting, sexual lust for other partners. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the power of lust. Lust, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I go back to fornication in the name of the Lord Jesus. Fornication in Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Pornography. Pornography. I break that curse of pornography in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. A desire to look at any type of pornography in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break the curse of lust that's loosed. on television, just by the scantily dressed people that show on our public television that comes into our home. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the power of the lust that comes from, as Doc calls them, the jigglers. In the name of the Lord Jesus, those scantily clad people that dance across the stage, in the name of the Lord Jesus, bringing lust to the eye, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the lust of the flesh also, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I also break that pride of life, the curse of pride of life, those three types of sin, lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and pride of life. Loose them and let them go. Come out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. All that lust, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Perverted sex. I call that perverted sex out in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break that curse of light esteem of father or mother. That brought a curse. Glenn read about that. Of light esteem of father and mother. Have we honored our father and mother? I break that curse that's upon those that have not. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I demand that curse loose them and come out. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Light esteem of father and mother. I break the curse of being blind to the Scripture. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We read it, but we don't read it. We read it, we skim it. We are blinded to the Scriptures in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break that curse in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I open, ask the Lord, I loose a spiritual eye to receive the Word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I command that curse to be gone in Jesus' name, that we will hear, see, and understand God's Word in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. That curse of smiting a neighbor. We might not have hit him, but we have done wrong to our neighbors. And it is a sin, and it brought a curse. For everyone that's done wrong to a neighbor, you picked up a curse. And I loose you from that curse tonight, today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the curse of smiting your neighbor in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, we'd be all night if I went through Deuteronomy 28. There are curses from verse 15 to verse 60-something. So in the name of the Lord Jesus, I break those curses in Deuteronomy 28. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I break the power of the curses of Deuteronomy 28. In the name of Jesus, every one of them. That's a light way to do it. But if you will read those curses and repent of any wrong that brought that curse upon you, you shall receive your freedom in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of those curses in Deuteronomy 28, in Jesus' name, starting the curses start at verse 15, if you're interested, and go all the way through to the end of the chapter. I break the curse of unfulfilled vows, promises we made to the Lord. We said we would, but we didn't. God says, I'll hold you to your vow. I break the curse of that unfulfilled vow unto God in the name of the Lord Jesus. I loose you from the curse of that vow in the name of Jesus, and I command it to loose you and come out now. Come out, all of the curse of it, in the Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The lack of giving glory to God, when we refuse to give God the glory that brought a curse in the name of the Lord Jesus, I break its power. The curse of not giving honor to God. I break that curse in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, loose them. Loose them and come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I brought the curse that came upon you, and I imagine that at one time we all picked up the curse of not tithing to our God. We started out, and we didn't realize how much we needed to tithe. Not that God needed your money, but we need to tithe. And we still need to tithe. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the curse of not tithing our money to our Lord. In the name of Jesus, I destroy the power of that curse. And as you repent and fulfill your vow to pay that tithe, God will set you free from that. You will receive in abundance. I've never seen it fail, but what God didn't abundantly bless those who tithe. So in the name of Jesus, I release you from that bondage of that tie in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It's the curse of disobedience, just disobeying God. We Glenn spoke of it, of iniquity, and iniquity, our lawlessness. We get lawless sometimes. I break the curse of our lawlessness and disobedience unto God in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I destroy its power, and I call that curse of disobedience and lawlessness out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. All right, come on, take a deep breath. Now, let's get the... Well, I know there are curses here. Come on, take another deep breath. Come on out. Force them out. Force them out. It's up to you. It's your responsibility. I call them. You have to force them. Come on out of there. Come on out. Come out. There's a curse of sickness over this place. I break that curse of sickness this day in the name of the Lord Jesus. All that infirmity, infirmity in the body, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We had lines here of people with infirm bodies. I break that curse of infirmity over the body, and I command it to leave. Leave this people. Leave them tonight, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Infirmity. Infirmity. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. I break the curse of tattoos in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, of putting marks on the body in the name of Jesus. I release you from the bondage, and I've commanded that curse to leave in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break that curse of the mutilated body with a pierced ear in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You can either receive it or you can deny it. It's real. It is real. I know it's real. Now break the curse, and if you'll receive it, I'll destroy the power of that curse over you today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the power of that curse of a mutilated body. In the name of the Lord Jesus, of pierced ears. And there are a lot of men that are doing that this day, and they're going to pay for it. They don't realize what they've gotten into. And I break the curse, and I release you from the bondage of the curse of the mutilated body. And I break the curse of Jezebel. Jezebel, that controlling spirit of Jezebel, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the power of Jezebel curse. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There are many witchcraft curses loose. We don't have time to go through every type of witchcraft we could name. I break the witchcraft curses. I break the power of the witch, if there's a witch. You know what a witch is? A witch is anyone that tries to control someone else. Not someone with a pointed hat or long chin. It's one that controls another, and there's much witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of that witchcraft over this people. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out of them. Come out of them. Witchcraft. Witchcraft. The power of witch. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break the curse of poverty. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break a curse of poverty. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I loose you from the poverty, and I loose the riches of our God upon you. In the name of Jesus, poverty, come out. I believe sickness is caused by the devil, totally. Acts 10:38. Paul is preaching, and he says how Jesus of Nazareth went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Sickness is an oppression of the devil. There are other scriptures to go along with it. I'm not going to preach them, but I want you to know that it is an oppression of the devil. And as you realize that we have sinned and brought sickness upon ourselves, Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. And sin brings these things upon us. So I break a soul tie between sexual relations and the cutting of the mighty in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break that soul tie in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I command angels to restore your soul according to Psalms 23:3. He restoreth my soul. And I ask the angels of the Lord to go and to find the place that the souls were hidden and to return the souls back to those who will repent in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Digestive disorders. To receive the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus in every area. It doesn't just come on you because it's written in the Word. You have to receive. And I loose it. I loose the healing from the Lord Jesus Christ, for He is the healer. If you will receive it today, the Lord will heal you. Not I, not Glenn, not this camp. The Lord Jesus Christ heals.
Come on, receive it. Receive it today. Oh, receive your healing. Receive your healing. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you.
Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit filling all these areas that's been vacated. Father, we thank you for your healing virtue to flow. We thank you. Bodies, I command you to receive the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus in every area that's been vacated here in any way. We speak healing by the scars and stripes of the whipping post to your physical bodies. Command these bodies to receive healing. We thank you for it, Father. We praise you for it. We thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the angels of the Lord that's here, gathering up, taking authority over all these spirits and bind them. Keep them till Jesus shall judge them at the day of judgment. We give you praise.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.